This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Another cool festival that we've never featured on the show before, so I'm looking forward to this conversation.
I am amazed at how many free, fun festivals there are in the Atlanta area, and it's just impossible to cover them
all. It is impossible.
This is another great one.
But my goodness, it's certainly fun to try to cover them all. So let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Carolyn Morris. She is the festival director for the Marietta Street Fest. Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, the pleasure is ours. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you got a big festival in just a day and a half, so excited that you're here. I guess how I want to lead off is take a quick minute and tell us a bit about you and your background, but this festival is on behalf of the Marietta Museum of History. So before we get into the festival, tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us the overview of that museum.
Wonderful. Well, it is a fundraiser for the Marietta Museum of History. It is located on the Marietta Square, just 2 minutes from the festival site. And that weekend, it's free access to the museum. So that's kudos to that. I am an event director, have produced events for almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. And Marietta is where my heart is. And this is year 26 for the festival.
Wow.
And have been involved with it pretty much all 26 years. So I would consider it part of my babies.
That's impressive. Well, tell us a little bit more about the street festival.
Well, I'm just going to say it's a family-friendly event, as many of the festivals are. But this one's kind of unique in the fact that we've got cars, we've got artists, art booths, we've got activities for the kids, from the tiny tot town to a toy box trot run to the inflatables. So there's a little bit of something for all genders, all age groups, and really you can come for free.
That's awesome. So yeah. Free family fun.
Free family fun, absolutely.
Outstanding. So a number of things I want to dive into now. So you mentioned some artists and some art booths and all that. Walk us through what we can expect there.
Yeah, certainly. We've got about 65 to 70 artists.
Wow.
And the price range is going to be from, you know, a couple dollars to, you know, maybe $500. So again, I mean, the price range, price point. The beautiful thing about that is when you're there, you can talk to the artist, you can get an idea of why they created that piece, and it kind of means a little bit more. So there'll be jewelry, there'll be pottery, there'll be wood, sculpture, there'll be textiles. So it runs the gamut of a little bit of everything, price points as well as different types of artwork.
The only art I hang in my home is from artists I've met at a festival. Absolutely. Like this, because there's
a story
behind it now.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, absolutely. Yep. No, I understand there's a grassroots music festival going
there
on as
is.
Well.
And this is kind of cool too. It's for those people that just want a break.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, working out of their basement or haven't been heard before. So this is a platform for them. And we encourage everybody to bring their chairs or their blankets or their picnic baskets. You can head to the website, MariettaStreetFest.com, or the Grassroots Music Festival. And it's both Saturday night, and during the day on Sunday.
Fun.
So again, the event is September 16th and 17th. So what kind of music will there be? Oh, there will be a whole bunch of genres.
All different kinds.
Wow.
And it's from teenagers up to those that never really made it, but just love to play music. So you're going to hear some really good stuff and you're going to hear some stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a good platform, really good platform.
Well, you mentioned that there's just a ton to do for kids. You want to tell us a little bit about the Kids Zone and Tiny Tot Town and all the rest of those fun things?
Oh, yeah. Let's start with the Tiny Tot, the Toy Box Trot run. And it's a run, it's a walk. And, you know, we kind of geared it towards the kids, but we have a lot of moms and dads that will roll with them, whether it's walking or running or a little bit of both. And at the end, instead of one of the t-shirts, the kids get to pick a toy. from the toy box.
Fun.
It might be a jump rope. It might be a ball. Something that encourages activity.
Nice.
Beautiful.
So we want them to get out. We want them to get moving. And then we kind of want to reward them with the toy and do that instead of the t-shirt.
Right. So, nice.
And then following that, we've got some kids entertainment. We've got a juggler. We've got a high energy dance guy that's going to come out. He's going to do the electric slide and all kinds of stuff. Then in the tiny tot town, which is for the toddlers, you know, we've got the little balls that they can jump in and little tiny slides. And we've got a cardboard city.
Fun.
And then we've got the giant inflatables for the bigger kids and some arts and crafts activities for them as well.
Bigger kids up to 48 years old.
Yeah, absolutely.
Outstanding.
Yes, yes.
So speaking of toys for 48-year-olds, you mentioned the automobiles. So tell us about that.
Yes.
And some military vehicles, as I understand, too.
We do. On Saturday, it's the classic car show, and that's going to be the old-timey, the Fords and just the Model Ts. And there will be some awards for that event, and that's from 10 to 3 on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we will have motorcycles, military vehicles, and other sorts of vehicles. And that's from 11 to 3 as well. So again, we're trying to hit all those genres. Men, ladies, they can alternate, and the kids can go to one place. So we're trying to check off all the boxes.
Well, I know there's a number of different places to eat on the square. I actually lived in Merida for a number of years, and I'm very good friends with the owner of Merida Pizza Company.
Yeah,
so I always
give
them a shout out when I can, because I love them. But what about, you know, other dining? Are there food trucks coming in, or how does that work?
Yes, we do have some food trucks. We will also have carnival type foods like the kettle corn and the fresh donuts and fudge and boiled peanuts. And then if you want to go inside, certainly there's probably 15 to 18 restaurants around the square. You can sit outside on the sidewalks, or you can head inside with the air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And the pizza company, I love their Greek salad.
It's delicious, isn't it?
I can't help it. But yeah, I mean, again, there's all different kinds.
There's that great Irish pub, too.
Oh, yeah. You can grab a beverage. You can grab a beverage. We'll have sodas and waters, but if you want some adult beverages, you can head into one of the stores and then stroll outside. In addition to the restaurants, there's some great, unique shopping opportunities. There's some kids' boutiques, toys. There's also some ladies' boutiques, and there's stitches for men. So there's a little bit of shopping for, again, for everybody. And it's all right there on the square. Shopping or parking is free.
That's great.
In the Cobb County parking decks. And it's a 2-minute walk to the festival. And once you're at the festival, literally you could spend all day if you wanted to.
Well, again, this is all on behalf of the Marietta Museum of History. And, you know, if I know most Atlantans, they aren't aware of the amazing gems in their own backyard.
Right.
There's probably too many people in Marietta that don't even realize that museum exists. So take a quick minute, tell us about the museum and what kinds of things are exhibited there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, again, the museum, it is in the Kennesaw House, which is located right along the railroad tracks, right next to the Marietta Welcome Center. There's a huge gun collection, military type equipment. They rotate their displays. I think right now, well, I'm not sure what's in there right now. It may be toys from the past. And, you know, it does. It talks a lot about the history of Marietta, lots of good finds. The Marietta people have been gracious to donate a lot of items that help share the story of Marietta. There's a small fee to enter, except on festival weekend.
Well, there's your cue to go check it out. So, you know, if someone wants to, I mean, they could obviously participate in the festival to help the museum, but are there other ways to support the museum?
Oh, absolutely. There's memberships available. If you want to pop onto their website, mariettahistory.org, and they have all different kinds of events. They have past, present, and future. They have mouse tours for the little ones. So pop onto their website, and they would love to take your donation, your financial donation, or if you have a good find from Marietta, they'll be happy to look at that as well.
Nice.
All right. Well, this all sounds great. And it's a great museum. And the festival sounds fun. As you said, there's something for everyone. So before we go here, Carolyn, some administrative work here. So again, the dates, the hours, the location. This is not a ticketed event. You can just show up.
Absolutely. Yep.
And where do you get information?
The website is MariettaStreetFest.com. It is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 16th and 17th. Saturday hours start at 9, and Sunday the hours start at 11, and it is in Glover Park on the Marietta Square.
All right. Carolyn Morris, the Festival Director for Marietta Street Fest. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by, and good luck with this great event.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
It was our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Carolyn Morris, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.